takes a heap of living in a house to make it home. A heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I often think when we lock the front door, put out the lights, go upstairs to bed, that the record of the day is completed and fully known. That all that can happen, save the one great sorrow that can come through closed doors, has happened. And one day that was the thought I tried to express. It's bedtime and we lock the door, put out the lights. The day is o'er, all that can come of good or ill, the record of this day to fill is written down. The worries cease, and old and young can rest in peace. We knew not when we started out what dangers hedged us all about, what little pleasures we should gain, what should be ours to bear of pain. But now the fires are burning low, and this day's history we know. No harm has come. The laughter here has been unbroken by a tear. We've met no hurt too great to bear. We have not had to bow to care. The children all are safe in bed. There's nothing now for us to dread. When bedtime comes and we can say that we have safely lived the day, how sweet the calm that settles down and shuts away the noisy town. There is no danger now to fear until tomorrow shall appear. When the long bedtime comes, and I in sleep eternal turn to lie, when life has nothing more in store, and silently I close the door, God grant my weary soul may claim security from hurt and shame.
A little kiss at twilight, in a great big cozy chair, in a homemade heaven we share, alone. A little kiss at twilight, when the long blue shadows fall, round a small white cottage we call our own. It's a dream, I know, but I know too. Dreams like this often come true. A little kiss at twilight, I'd be waiting all day through for that one sweet moment at home with you.
Friends of Land O'Lakes, I've got to say something now which I've had in mind for a long time. The talented organist you have heard playing for Eddie Howard and furnishing the musical background for this program is Mr. Harry Zimmerman, of whom we're all very proud and, I may add, very fond. We know him to be the possessor of a remarkable musical talent, and we predict for him a brilliant career. I have felt that you ought to know him personally as well as by his enrichment of our program. Like Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter, Harry Zimmerman is rated among the very best. And also like Land O'Lakes, which hasn't a drop of sour cream in it, Harry Zimmerman permits never a sour note to slip from his gifted fingers. We're proud of him, just as we're proud of Land O'Lakes. This happens in every well-regulated family, I think, once a month. It has been happening in my family once a month for about 35 years, and the thing I'm about to do is Bud's observation of his mother and father. When Ma gets out the monthly bills and sets them all in front of Dad, she makes us children run away because she knows he may get mad. And then she smiles a bit and says, "I hope you will not fuss or fret. There's nothing here except the things I absolutely had to get." And Pa, he looks them over first. "The things you had to get," says he. "I suppose that we'd have died without that $20 lingerie." Then he starts in to write the checks for laundry and for light and gas, and never says a word about them. Because they're small, he lets them pass. But when he starts to grunt and groan and stops the while his pipe he fills, we know that he is getting down to where Ma's hid the bigger bills. "Just what we had to have," says he, "and I'm supposed to pay the tolls. $9.50. Say, what the deuce are camisoles?" "If you should break a leg," says Pa, "and couldn't get downtown to shop, I'll bet the dry goods men would see their business take an awful drop. And if they missed you for a week, they'd have to fire a dozen clerks. Say, couldn't we have got along without this bunch of Billy Burks?" But Ma just sits and grins at him and never has a word to say, because she says Pa likes to fuss about the bills he has to pay.
Take a little tip from Father, take a little tip from Dad. Stay far away from the beautiful girls. Each little peach is a full-grown lemon. Wedding chimes, 7 times out of 10 are bad. But if you find a girl like Mother, get married like your dear old dad. Take a little tip from Father, take a little tip from Dad. Stay far away from the beautiful girls. Each little peach is a full-grown lemon. Wedding chimes, 7 times out of 10 are bad. But if you find a girl like Mother, get married like your dear old dad.
Today, I want to have a real heart-to-heart talk with all you ladies listening in. And you summer brides who are just setting up housekeeping will do well to pay particular attention to what I have to say. I want to give you a few facts about the butter you use for your daily meals. Just remember this: much of the butter used is churned from sour cream, but not Land O'Lakes butter. Only fresh, sweet cream is ever used in its churning. That's what makes it so fresh-tasting, gives it such a rich flavor goodness. And that's important to know, especially during these hot weather days when the butter begins to melt the instant you take it out of the refrigerator. But even if it does start to melt, with Land O'Lakes you don't get any sharp, strong taste, only the country fresh flavor of sweet cream and lightly salted to give it extra flavor. Ladies, I can't even begin to tell you how happy you'll be, how much better tasting your meals will be if you serve Land O'Lakes butter. Once you try it, you'll use it always. So don't forget, next time ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package.
There are smiles that make us happy. there are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. But the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you gave to me.
Now I want to venture the statement that most of our quarrels, most of the things we quarrel about, aren't worth the ill feeling they cause. We find that out as we grow older. Saw a couple of boys the other day, one with a chip on his shoulder. Knock it off if you dast. I dast. No, you dast. And you know, and then the fight was on. Well, years ago I was that way myself. I've changed my mind about it. You learn when you're older. That chip on your shoulder which you dare other boys to upset and stand up and fight for and struggle and smite for has caused you much shame and regret. When time, life's advisor, has made you much wiser, you won't be so quick with the blow. You won't be so willing to fight for a shilling and change a good friend to a foe. You won't be a sticker for trifles and bicker and quarrel for nothing at all. You'll grow to be kinder, more thoughtful, and blinder to faults which are petty and small. You won't take the trouble your two fists to double when someone your pride may offend. When with rage now you bristle, you'll smile, or you'll whistle and keep the goodwill of a friend. You'll learn when you're older. That chip on your shoulder, which proudly you battle to guard, has frequently shamed you and often defamed you and left you a record that's marred. When you've grown calm and steady, you won't be so ready to fight for a difference that's small. For you'll know when you're older, that chip on your shoulder is only a chip after all.
From the land of the sky blue water,
You have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, summer or winter, even in the hottest weather, the quality of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter never varies. You'll like its country fresh flavor. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
A few words about advice, of which there seems to be a never-ending supply. Advice, like castor oil, seems bad, however sweet we make it. To give it, everyone is glad, but no one wants to take it.